Good morning. This is Heather Cahoon with a poetry moment. I'll be reading Where Wild Tea Grows by Lois Red Elk. Delicate mist mixed with breath from huge rock formations exhale a sweetness for the season. This century of the Cascades among castles of stone and sand has translated their story of growing herbs for the delicate liquid that refreshes veins and flesh. There is a special kind of dark soil kissed by tender roots where wape grows in abundance. It grows around the base of these grand rocks, these damp grounds cradled their seeds with assurance that their goodness would not be wasted. For hundreds of years, families of Dakota, human beings called Wapekute, mapped trails where wild mint, when it was plentiful and ready, sent out dreams. These Wapekute, who knew how to pace their walk among the trees, bring their floral-decorated gathering bags and hum murmurs of thanks and song. Their acquaintance with this land, these rivers and plants, is their narrative laid out for harvesting, enjoying, a promise to a healthy life given by stone. I'm Heather Cahoon, and that was Where Wild Tea Grows by Lois Red Elk.